This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. Another time. In the age of wonder.
The age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good. The crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to your phone call. Then Dr. Corsi joining us. Jason's been holding the longest. Then we'll go to Carmen, Grant, Rich, Mary, and others. I just spent 15, 20 minutes pulling a stunt if you just joined us, announcing that we were giving Obama another Peace Prize, and the video will go viral, and it's designed to reach people that think all the death and carnage is funny on the left. It's really meant to throw it in their face and just say, look at what you're involved in. Look at the fact that you're not these high and mighty moral people you say you are. We went after Bush so hard on those wars. Clinton was involved, so was Obama. They're all sick. They didn't give Bush a Peace Prize. That's rubbing it in. That's like giving Jeffrey Dahmer an award for, you know, helping disadvantaged teenagers. I'm just not putting up with it. It's like giving Hitler an ADL award or something. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in the great state of Texas. I almost want to say not FEMA Region 6, because Texas is trying to take its power back, suing the feds, saying no. That's why the feds that aren't feds, they're globalists, are trying to indict everybody. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good talk to you, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
My concern is the racial division in the country. You know, they're the Black Lives Matters to me seems like they're on purpose trying to put all the progress that Martin Luther King was trying to
absolutely just horrible, racist, hateful people everywhere. And then that makes the groups that are actually trying to reform police departments look bad associated with them. They're just horrible. And even Megyn Kelly gets up on TV and endorses them now. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he promoted nonviolence. You know, they walked arms locked together, but not through crowds trying to start conflict, getting punched in the face just so they can yell racism, you know.
Well, I mean, imagine walking into some random restaurant and you start yelling racism, racism, racism. I mean, actually, go protest the Klan or something, or go protest at the prisons or something, you know, that have been proven to be given unfair sentencing on race. I mean, target the real stuff, not just run out and just tell some liberal group. So many liberals have talked about how they're confronted and told they're racist, and it's a breaking point. But imagine you pay to send your kids to college, and a third of the time now, they have sensitivity training where you go in a room and get yelled at because you're white or yelled at because you're a man. And let's not forget, it's not just black versus white and all this stuff. They are teaching that men are inherently bad. I mean, it's just crazy. But this is how you screw a society up. What else are you concerned about?
Well, you asked us if we had a solution. Well, I'm here in Longview, Texas, and I just recently got a position in a African American church. I'm a white man, and this is a 136-year-old African American church that wants to integrate and do something and show people that we want to unite and do something great for our country, and they want me to help start teaching their children that that they can be taught by a white man and be preached to. And,
well, that's awesome, because what the control left does is they go, no white saviors, no whites, no, you know, safe places, no whites. They're creating segregation again. And it's because, again, they want people in groups they control. And if folks want to segregate themselves, that's their issue. You know, that's freedom. You're allowed to do what you want. But they're forcing segregation into a race cult for total control. You ought to shoot a video about that sometime once you have some progress, and we'd have you on as a guest. Very, very interesting. There will be a backlash against the Democratic Party trying to create total racial division. And there are being, you know, a lot of churches that are mixed churches, black, white, you name it, that are doing just what you said and who see through it. So it's an amazing time to be alive. More calls coming up, and Dr. Jerome Corsi on the Donald Trump phenomenon and more, as well as the economy.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paul, guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell. We heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic and we hit it up in the cell window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape!
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law... can't use this kind of help.
Ladies and gentlemen, think how far as a nation we've fallen, where in public schools across the country, they're saying don't use the word he or she or mother and father. It hurts someone. But the government can spy on you and spy on Congress. And it's not even the government. It's just corporations and contractors and bureaucracies. Foreign banks own and control our Federal Reserve. The communist Chinese tell Hollywood what they can and can't put in movies. They get books spiked. And the communist Chinese, biggest murderers in history, came out yesterday in the People's Daily, official government publication, said Donald Trump is racist and Hitler. These are people, this is a government, that killed conservatively four times what Adolf Hitler killed. They are the world champion killers. And you've got the Pope and everybody else. It's crazy. When Trump is just talking about common sense things like don't bring Muslims in if you're not vetting them. It stops till you fix it. Or, yeah, we can't have open borders. Dr. Jerome Corsi has a PhD from Harvard University in political science. He's currently senior staff writer at WorldNetDaily.com, where he works as an investigative reporter. He's a number one New York Times bestseller, I think three or four times in a row. He's an expert in political violence and terrorism. He's been a top terrorism advisor and negotiator. I'm not going to go over it all. He's had top secret clearances with different agencies, international development, done a lot of classified work. For nearly 25 years, beginning in 81, Dr. Corsi developed and worked with banks throughout the United States and financial systems and marketing companies to assist banks in establishing broker deals and insurance subsidiaries to provide financial planning products and services to their retail customers. He is a noted financial services speaker and writer, publishing three books and numerous articles in professional financial services journals and magazines. JeromeCorsi.com is his private site. And the reason I'm focusing in on that today is he really is one of the top experts on finance, on banks, on the economy. He's better known for all his political best-selling books and for his journalism, but he really is the expert when it comes to banking, but also terrorist hostage situations. He's a smart cookie, because when I hear him on other shows sometimes, people just say, Dr. Corsi, WorldNetDaily, and you just think it's some pundit with his opinion. He's a really smart guy. And so I want to, in the time we had, about 40 after with him, then I'm going to go to your calls if you want to hold. I want to walk through Trump, the attack on free speech, the Republican establishment. I want to walk through the economy, the Federal Reserve, record dumping of U.S. Treasuries, continuing to say they're not going to raise interest rates. What does that signify? The geopolitical developments around the world. Why did Russia pull out of Syria so quickly with no pre-announcement? We're going to learn a lot today on this front and more, and, of course, what Obama's planning in his last 10 months in office. So, Dr. Corsi, thank you for coming on with us today, sir.
A great pleasure to be with you, Alex. Thank you.
Where should we start? I just threw out a whole palette of information and ideas. I mean, what do you think we should tackle first?
Well, they're all really important issues and important questions, so you take your pick. I mean, we can start with Donald Trump. I have been very close to Donald Trump over the years. I mean, I've known Donald Trump for maybe 40 years, going back to the Plaza Hotel when he owned it. And I think I've said from the beginning, Donald Trump is the real deal. He's tapping into a tremendous dissatisfaction of the majority of Americans, what used to be called under President Nixon the silent majority, who are disaffected with both parties, are not happy with the Democrats at all, as the Democrats become increasingly socialist. Bill Ayers, socialist, and or communist. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a good indication of that. And unhappy with the GOP establishment in Washington, the John Boehners and the Mitch McConnells. So the Tea Party group has really abandoned the Republican Party establishment in D.C. and abandoned Washington altogether. This is a realignment of the electorate, which happens every 40 or 50 years, and it's undergoing right now. It's an historic moment in time. The last one, I think, happened in 1968, when Richard Nixon implemented the Southern Strategy, and people forget that the Democratic Party controlled the South and was segregationist even before the Civil War and after the Civil War. The Ku Klux Klan was Democratic. It was the Republicans and Eisenhower who introduced the first civil rights legislation. In 68, the conservatives in the South abandoned the Democratic Party and began to bond with Richard Nixon and the Republican Party. South is today much more of a Republican enclave. That was a realignment. We're going through another realignment. This realignment has nothing to do with geography. It's a fundamental middle America reaction against both the extreme left of the Democrats and the establishment Republicans in Washington, D.C. And it won't easily be reversed, and Trump is going to continue to gain, I think, all the way to the 1,237 delegates he needs to be the nominee on the first ballot.
As a top political scientist, not just one of these fluff pundits, is the power structure arrogant, thinking they can stop a major realignment? You look at this realignment, some believe it may be the biggest in modern history because of the confluence of technology and other cascading events. And if you study history, any elite that tries to stop a realignment will cause explosive responses, and it tends, historically, on almost every case, correct me if I'm wrong, to blow up in their face even worse.
Well, I think, Alex, you're 100% right. For the establishment GOP, this is a fight to the death, because the establishment GOP knows that it's going to lose its privileges, going to lose its money. It's about money. K Street consulting firms paying pundits in D.C., politicians getting rich. Excuse my got the intercom coming on. Apologize for that.
It's okay.
It's a fight to the death, because the GOP establishment is going to lose its privileged hold on money in D.C. And see, what people have to understand is that when you really get to know the GOP establishment in Washington, they're happy with the Democratic president. They weren't dissatisfied when Obama won re-election.
That's why they say. Why are they so arrogant, though, to just Mitch McConnell? We'll rather have Hillary. We don't care. I mean, why are they so obvious? Are they that disconnected?
Yes, they're that disconnected. They don't understand that what they view as privilege and status quo, which is really, the Republicans and the establishment Republicans have always been controlled by the multinational corporations. Phyllis Schlafly's brilliant book in the 60s, A Choice Not an Echo, which she wrote in the Goldwater years, and the Rockefeller Republicans, with whom she was opposing, were globalist supporters, multinational corporations, beyond borders, happy to spend money, happy to spend the federal treasury for welfare, did not fundamentally disagree with the Democratic Party, just wanted themselves.
What would America have been like if the true libertarian patriot movement with Barry Goldwater and Schlafly would have stopped them? I mean, it'd be amazing.
Well, we would have had a government much more, a country much closer to what our founders wanted, limited government. I mean, if you're going to really reform Washington, you've got to destroy both parties. And you got to start.
There wouldn't have been the social engineering to end the family. I mean, we've been sabotaged by design.
And this engineering, this whole realignment, is the multinational corporations, which don't want governments. They want to have the corporations control all, and the communists and socialists on the left, which also want, government to control all. I mean, I said from the beginning that when you go back to the roots of the Republican Party, modern roots, and you see that, there was the Bush family, Prescott Bush, funding Hitler. It was John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles working through Brown Brothers Harriman to fund Hitler's rise, that they were always happy with the Nazi formula. The Nazi formula is multinational corporations rule, and then there's a social welfare net for everybody else. The
Nazis exactly. It's socialism with fascism sitting on top.
Precisely. And that's Hitler's formation. Hitler was the first to have, really introduced this whole principle of universal health care. The Nazis felt like it was a great formula. Multinational corporations, no borders, endless war to kill the people that were needless, and welfare for the ones you couldn't do anything else with. So welfare and fascist government at the top, controlled by corporations. So the Republican Party, GOP leadership in Washington, took over the multinational corporation role of championing, and the Democratic Party on the left took the underclass to champion, and both parties were happy to sacrifice them in endless wars.
Wow, you just laid out the history of the last 70 years, and here we are, and they're fighting like the devil to stay in place. Dr. Corsi, lay out what you think. I'm going to skip this break. This is so important, I can't help it. Lay out how you think they're going to counterstrike, because we don't just see realignment here. We see Germany, we see Europe, we see Asia. We see the exact same formulas that we know the big think tanks have developed to bring in the radical jihadis, to bring in all these third world populations, to have them be clients of the government. And then when they attack, logic's been suspended, so we lose our rights And then Merkel and Hollande and Obama don't get in trouble when we have San Bernardinos and theater attacks. What's the political calculus there? Because it's clearly completely a methodology. I mean, they're following an exact carbon copy plan in each country. It just seems so bold that, and I think they're miscalculating, because this is, I think they still think that the public isn't understanding what's happening, because they look at dumbed down young people, they look at dumbed down, you know, some of the folks around them who are kind of yes men. I don't think they realize that with thinking people that are a giant minority, that there is a huge awakening happening to the fact that we have basically terminal cancer style government that no quarter will be given by either side. I mean, I think this is a hardening of the public. They talk about balkanization, where they want us to come together for their agenda, or they talk about how the country split. Well, the people are splitting forever with the social engineers.
Well, I think this is why shows like yours are so important. You know, your huge audience over the years of listening and being educated have woken up to the fact that they're being manipulated left and right, both political parties in fundamental agreement. Happy to have Obama elected. Happy to have a CIA president sitting there. George H.W. Bush, CIA onward. Pre-trade deals that both parties agree on. I agree with you. I think, Alex, this time it isn't going to work. So I think people are increasingly catching on to it. And, of course, what they're going to try, they've got two very readily available techniques to try with, you know, false flags and these other kinds of crises. One is the dollar's been so debased and the world debt structure is so high that I think at any moment they could trigger another debt collapse and major world economic crisis and try to scare everybody. They're going to lose their jobs, lose their houses, lose their families, lose everything, because the global elite's going to let there be another worldwide collapse of the financial system. That's number one. Number two is they could try another war structure, a major terrorist attack on the level of a 9/11, which will frighten everyone, push everybody closer into a Patriot Act, and have everybody quit thinking out of fear. Those are their only real two choices, and both are easily in the works. I think, though, the American public is beyond this. I think the American public realizes that they're being manipulated, and I think Donald Trump is articulating a strong campaign because he's not going to go along with the politically correct. He's going to call it out for what it is. And when Donald Trump starts laying into Hillary Clinton, who, you know, I've got a book coming out in July on Hillary Clinton and the Foundation. She's obviously a criminal. And Trump and his people are going to start saying, I don't know why she isn't in jail. He's already started this. He's going to deconstruct her chapter by verse. He's got names. I've got a whole series of articles I'm going to start publishing and continuing publishing on the operatives, the far-left Soros-funded extremes, groups like this Zach Exley working for Sanders, who is a, you know, communist operative who was planted in the Kerry campaign to start with, and goes on and on. Soros funding these rent-a-group, you know, rent-a-mob that you're going to see attacking Trump continuously.
And imagine a novel where you've got a weirdo Nazi collaborator who tries to overthrow governments constantly and is successful, George Soros, running weirdo leftist groups who just randomly support shooting cops for no reason, trying to start a civil war so they can bring in federal control, openly saying they want this strong cities UN initiative to make our local governments behave. This is surreal. And then weirdos like Bill Ayers showing up at the Chicago attack on Trump supporters. And then Megyn Kelly is on TV today. I saw the promos saying, I'll talk to the activists and the protesters who were attacked by Trump and had their free speech violated in Chicago. It is the inversion of reality. And everybody's really showing who they are at this part of time. And it does show how desperate they are. Do you think they know they're on their last legs, or are they so delusional they think they can pull it out?
Well, of course, they have no choice but to try to pull it out. Because I said, this was a fight to the death.
They're cornered.
They're caught. You've called them out. You know, I've done my best to call them out. Others have. This whole game of leadership establishment. Alex, it's about power for power's sake. That's Soros. And then it's about money. It's about the fact that...
Why is Soros so horrible? Why is he so evil?
They don't have any regard for human beings. They don't have any regard for human values. It's all about power. It's all about money. When you've got 90 million people in the United States of America who can't find a job. That's 90 million useless people that the elite of left and right would be happy to eliminate. Eliminate them by disease, eliminate them by
war.
And
instead they're going to get us all fighting with each other on race and stuff.
Well, they create these issues.
It's so clear they're so evil. I've studied history, Doctor, as you have. I've never seen anything in history where there's been such a twisted, criminally insane group of elites in control. Because you say, yeah, it's all about just raw power. It is, but don't they see they're not going to have a world to spend all this money and power in if they keep screwing up the system?
It's never bothered them. It's just pure beyond, I mean, how many billions of dollars do they need? How many, you know, how many hundreds of millions of dollars do the Clintons need to steal in their foundation? There's never enough. And what's different this time, I believe, Alex, is that people's eyes are getting open and they're seeing these games for as callous and manipulative and as evil as they are. The protesters are going to be even more exposed than were the protesters in 1968 at the Democratic Convention. It's going to turn against them. Because these are renta protests. These are official, staged, rehearsed actors who show up to protest with a line and are there not because they believe in anything, but because they've been paid, they've been motivated, they've been given a printed sign, as the George Soroses are pumping billions of dollars into making sure that this sideshow diverts the attention, gets the, you know, Megyn Kellys of the world to parrot the wrong side and blame the victims, to blame Donald Trump, you know, and people are going to see through it. They are seeing through it. People are understanding that, you know, once things have gotten to be this bad economically, once the borders are this open, you know, so how are you going to scare people further? Nobody has jobs. Terrorists are being brought into the cities daily. Take a look at Europe.
What is the bottom line plan? I mean, because you have a sophisticated understanding of this. It's clear for, you know, looking, it's chaos and a suspension of logic to be able to bring in jihadis and then be the hero when they attack and take the public's freedoms, because the media won't report that they brought them in, but the public can put two and two together. What is the formula? Because I really do think they're going to hit us with sleeper cell attacks that may even be run by some of these Soros-type connected groups, as you've seen Soros with the Arab Spring, Soros with Ukraine. I mean, we know he's a serious operator, probably the worst the world's ever seen. I mean, a literal James Bond villain. And then when they attack, I guess, bring in a civil emergency or something like that, because we're working on a story here right now where we've proven they're giving him Social Security numbers and new names. They're bringing in jihadis who they know are terrorists, and they're giving them Section 8 housing, and they're bringing in so many. There are thousands of kids in Austin from Iraq and Syria just last year, and they claim it's only a couple hundred in all of Texas the last year, but they won't tell the governors. What I'm saying is, Dr. Corsi, this is big.
It is big. It's huge, and it's important to keep exposing it, because, look, every candidate, Democrat and Republican, except Donald Trump, you know, have supported free trade. You had Cruz voting for the TPA, the trade, the free fast track, to be able to get this TPP through the Trans-Pacific Partnership through Congress. Kasich has supported every free trade he's ever seen. You have Hillary, Sanders. They all agree about open borders. They all agree we shouldn't attack or say anything about Islamic terrorists. They're all in agreement that we should have massive welfare and government spending, government debt. They're all for Washington power. The only one who says no is Donald Trump. And that's why they have to destroy Donald Trump in order to preserve this illusion that we have a democracy, that we're still anywhere near.
What you've known him 40 years. You talked about it years ago. He calls you up all the time on your home phone, you know, to get your advice on things. You advise him on a lot of the birther stuff. I mean, what type of guy is Donald Trump? I'm going to come back, spend a few minutes on the economy, which is so important. You're an expert on that, and then let you go, sir. And I want you to have a great weekend. But what type of guy is Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump's a very brilliant guy. He's very intelligent, highly intelligent, and he's also his own person. You know, he has made it in New York. He's heard every abuse anybody can throw at him. You come to New York and try to do business, you come to New York and live, you're gonna hear everything. He survived New York. And not only has he survived New York, he's loved by millions of people. Hated, but also loved. And he doesn't fundamentally care. Because Donald Trump is true to Donald Trump. His values are his values, and he is going to call people out. You know, he's going to trust his own judgment And he's going to listen to a few close advisors, but he's going to react to his own instincts, which is the way he's made his entire life.
Well, what's impressive to me is that I know a lot of high-powered, really smart guys that I respect, and it turns out they all know Donald Trump, and he calls them to get their advice. Like, stay there, like you.
We'll be back. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Corsi has a PhD from Harvard, topless class when it comes to geopolitics. He's a historian, successful in business, successful in counterterrorism. Really smart guy, knows what he's talking about, and you heard him. A total realignment, probably one of the biggest in history, super dangerous. Also, really advantageous if you know how to position yourself. You can do that in a moral way and become extremely successful, protect your wealth, protect your family. And the stuff we talk about here, there's a reason foreign heads of state listen. There's a reason we have all these high-powered guests on. Because, yeah, I yell and scream, and there's some entertainment value to the show, and I never intended to have a carnival flair. That's just how I was. I've been doing this since I was 21, so it's been an evolution. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, and we now have globally 25, 26 million people a week that tune in or watch or get the podcast. Most talk show hosts would be bummed out that less than half that global audience is here in the U.S. We have a big audience here in the U.S. Big. We have aggregators from all the different systems to know that about 13, 14 million of those people that routinely come through every week, the sites, all the platforms, and then we can tell it's different people. It's in the United States and Canada. It's North America. I am so glad because marketers go, we have a big audience, but most of it's overseas. That's good. I want ideas. I could care less that, you know, people listening in Russia aren't buying my products usually. Some of it ships there. It's about breaking the mold, changing history, fighting these tyrants that think everybody's dumb, and so they try to dumb people down further to manage everybody. I have children. I don't want them to live in a world like that. I wouldn't dumb your kids down so I could be over them. Why would you do that to mine? And then they lie about us, they demonize us, they call us racist and evil when they're the racist. And Dr. Corsi's our guest. I want to just have him finish up on a couple subjects. He helped with WorldNet Daily and Lou Dobbs and the Drudge Report. We were part of that, but it's not about getting credit. It's about winning. Holding back a lot of their North American Union integration. But now they've got this Atlantic deal. They're trying to merge that, the TPP. It just keeps coming back. But we've got to come back again and fight. So we've got Bernie Sanders saying, get the trucks off the road, you know, super fast rail. I'm sure the elites would like that. I'll get his comment on that in the economy. Am I overstating how serious it is to have the Federal Reserve say they're not going to raise interest rates because the world economy is spiraling? And the headline out of CNN that we have record numbers of U.S. treasuries, U.S. debt being dumped, and they're not buying it at record levels. Here it is. Foreign governments dump U.S. debt at record rate. Market analysis show. They'll be gone about 7-8 minutes, and I'll go to your calls. You've got the floor, sir. Those two questions, getting into the global integration, into the world tyranny, the Pope pushing it, what all that means, and the NAFTA super corridor that supposedly doesn't exist, according to CNN. They fired Dobbs over, even though it's public. And then how that segues into the global economy.
Well, first of all, the amount of debt, the Treasury could collapse any day. I mean, you could have a global – Europe is going to negative interest rates, which is the new innovation that they think they can get people to pay them for holding government debt. That's the way they think they can finance increasing deficits without having to pay interest. It's all a scam. It's going to collapse. It's in the process of collapsing. I mean, part of why you asked, did Russia pull out? Russia pulled out for several reasons of Syria. They accomplished what they wanted. They propped up Assad. It was a Minimax solution. They spent the minimum amount of money to get the result. They also made a deal on the price of oil. Price of oil is going to now start going over $45 a barrel. Everybody's going to restrict supply. Saudi Arabia is going to get the help they wanted in terms of pushing at least back ISIS somewhat. It's a great deal on the price of oil. If the price of oil stays over $40 a barrel, the economy worldwide won't collapse. If the price of oil is $30 a barrel, and the natural price of oil right now, probably about $15 to $20 a barrel, what would happen is you'd have a global collapse of massive proportions. The stock market lose 4,000 to 5,000 points over a couple of trading sessions easily could happen, or if it didn't happen that precipitously, would happen more gradually over a couple of months. The economic situation is a house of cards. It's all built on massive, massive amounts of debt. No government in the world has any intention to make of fulfilling its liabilities. And it's all a lie. They want to keep it propped up as long as they can keep it propped up. You're right, Alex. I think your show is also important. People can position themselves to understand what's going on, not to get swept up about it, to be winners, not losers, in what's going to be a global collapse. Now, Trump, power structures, the global elites, backed up by the GOP leadership in Washington, the far left of the Democratic Party, will do everything possible to destroy Trump, including Soros-funded rent-a-riots, which the media will cover like lapdogs and blame Trump for. The public isn't buying it. And I'm going to encourage and continue to encourage Donald Trump to come back on your show. I think he'd do a great service by, and have for years, Alex. I've been on your show now going back more than 10 years and have promoted and supported the work you're doing I think you're doing very important work, and your message needs to be heard. I'm glad 25 million people are listening to you. There ought to be 50 million.
Well, thank you, sir. And again, it's not about us sitting there patting each other on the back. You know that. I know that. It's about, well, there's not a lot of us that know this. And I wish everybody else understood. It's starting to happen. But we don't want people to wake up and then get misdirected by Bernie Sanders or somebody into something just as bad or worse. This is an epic time to be alive. Incredible things are happening. I literally get chills talking about this because I've studied history, and we are entering such an incredibly dangerous time. We have such bad people in charge, because you got to be bad to not care about people. And then from there, you start enjoying being mean. And they really are nasty, horrible people. And we've got a chance to stop them if we come together and educate others. And so that's why I compliment Corsi. He's complimenting me because we're in a fight, folks. I mean, I know he wants to beat the globalists. I know he doesn't want his family to be enslaved. It's just a normal male instinct if you're a good person. And we're certainly not perfect, but I mean, the globalists are so bad, folks. If you knew how bad they were, if you're a new listener, you wouldn't make jokes about it. You wouldn't know how conspiracy theories and all this stuff. This is all public. It's dangerous. And they are positioning a world collapse that they think is going to bring in total control. And the way they've engineered it, there's no way to get out of it now. It's designed to give them more control, but it's like a black hole. Have they spun this thing too big, too wide, and too deep? And that's what I want to hit in closing. As a top expert on banking and global markets, you predicted what's happened. We're now entering it. How serious is this domino effect with them dumping the treasuries?
It's very serious, and it could. I mean, this whole thing, the economic system can collapse any day. Globalists decide they want it to collapse. It's that simple. But, you know, the point I want to make is that, you know, Alex, once people have seen, you know, the globalists, they've seen the evil for as pathetically hideous and ridiculous as it is. I mean, it's an old joke. It's a Soros, you know, in the wheelchair with his oxygen wanting to control the world. It's a hideous joke. And where Donald Trump is so powerful is he's exposing it. You know, the little Rubio and the, you know, exposing Rubio as being a tool of the establishment the way he was. What he will do to Hillary, his great ability is to make people see to the ridiculous nature of the globalists, how little power they really have, and to make them, you know, a parody of themselves, to make them hideous, to make them a joke. Because it is a joke to think that any small group of elitists can control the world or want to control the world, want to know every conversation through the NSA, all of these other issues, have the entire America be unemployed because we've shipped the jobs off to China and Indonesia and who knows where for a few bankers and multinational corporations to benefit. Once people see it, they can't go back. The lie is apparent. And it's the exposing of the lie, which is what, you know, you do every day, I'm trying to do every day, what, you know, people of goodwill are trying to do. And I think Trump is going to succeed because he has a gift. Doesn't care if he's not politically correct. Doesn't care if Megyn Kelly objects to him.
He understands it's all a hoax, and just by being truly confident, they've tried to banish true male energy from the world. I mean, they hate it. And they tried to banish true femininity because it's just too strong. They want us to worship the state like it's Kim Jong-un, and it is an old joke. It is a joke. It doesn't deliver. Freedom delivers. The only problem is, Doctor, it produces so many goods and so many services. Our kids and grandkids get spoiled, myself included, compared to my grandfather's. How do we stop that? How do we culturally have freedom and then not turn into slobs?
Well, it's one of those moments where people have got to start by saying no. It's, you know, the network movie, open the window, say, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. People are saying that. And, you know, watch. Megyn Kelly and all the others have an earphone, and they're all told what to say. You think anybody on Fox or any other network is on that network without being programmed by an Ailes or his counterpart and every other network? It's all a corporate line. You know, turn on one channel or the other. What's good about the current, it's like when, you know, we were able to, with the swift boat, John O'Neill turned on for a while there, swift boat, swift boat, swift boat. Finally, you've got Donald Trump on every channel. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And it's breaking through the paradigm. You break through the globalist paradigm, show it for the lie that it is, make it appear to be ridiculous and deserving of scorn and derision. and let Donald Trump continue to call it out.
We gave Obama another Nobel Prize last hour as a joke. Sir, worldnetdaily.com, WND.com, all your books can be found there, jeromecorsi.com. In closing, I think they're going to try to have the RNC, they've said they are, and they've had the head of the RNC Rules Committee go on TV and say, oh, your vote doesn't matter, again, and then giggling about it, the disconnect. It's like Marie Antoinette didn't really say let them eat cake when they were starving, but they said she did. Well, no, they're actually saying let them eat cake. I think, and there's hubris, I think they're crazy enough to try to steal it, and if that doesn't work, I think they're going to try to kill Trump. I mean, they're trying to mainline on everything from NBC to the New York Times saying kill him, and then nobody's getting in trouble. I really think, I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe they want to start a right-wing civil war because they know they can't beat us politically. I'm just really concerned. I just have a bad feeling.
Well, first of all, let's hope all the politicians and pray they all stay safe, because it's this catastrophic to have violence, and no one should want it for any reason. The point is, though, that you've got some voices. You've got Newt Gingrich, Pat Buchanan, and the Republican Party saying to the establishment, you know, the gig is up. McConnell, Boehner, you know, take your cocaine and your marijuana and go smoke it on the golf course if that's what you want to do, but get out of Washington, D.C. The power structures have got to be closed down. The K Street money, got to start firing the U.S. government by department. I don't care what department.
And that's why they're scared of Trump. They know people like you advising.
Yeah, and say, you know, pick a department. If you can't fire them, then move the State Department to Nome, Alaska, and let them have their civil service lump show up there. You know, move the Postal Department down in the middle of the Yuma Desert. You know, decentralize the government. These people want their jobs in the federal government, fine. But, you know, you're showing up in Bedrock tomorrow, and there's not going to be an air-conditioned bus. And see how many people stay in the federal government. They've got to get this government back to what the founders had in mind, where we the people, with a Second Amendment and a strong First Amendment, not being required to be politically correct, you know, rule our families and our homes and try to make a living and get through this life respectfully without being imprisoned by some globalist who wants to send your job to China while telling you it's a good idea. And I think Trump is calling out that game and making it appear as ridiculous as it's always been.
I agree. So let me ask you this then. What will their next step to try to block Trump be? Because they seem to be so arrogant, even though they got sophisticated propaganda, that when the Pope and the Communist Chinese and everybody and Vicente Fox and everyone says you can't have Trump, the American people go, wow, why is that? I mean, that's, again, it just shows they don't get that Trump's only a manifestation of how hated the system is, and that basically it's already collapsed. It's dead and doesn't know it's the walking dead.
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, they've tried everything. Global warming, which is a joke. Open borders, which is a joke. You know, you can't say anything about Islam, which is a joke. You know, you can say anything about anybody you want to say. You're politically correct or incorrect. It's First Amendment. And, you know, the point is, people are sick of it. They're tired of it because they listen to the lies, and you get, you know, kids in school, colleges, might as well close the colleges if they're going to be as intolerant bastions of stupid thinking leftism. And, you know, the point, people are sick of it. They're tired of it. I think it's come to that point. The next thing he'll try to do is throw a major global economic crisis. You can easily throw the world into an economic banking collapse, or you'll have a 9/11 terrorist attack or staged event that will be
terrific.
You know, people will be more terrorized than they were 9/11 and try to push everybody into non-thinking. And, you know, basically we've got to prepare people that these are the last resorts that the globalists and the leftists will, and by the way, the far right multinational corporations and the left socialists and the communists are one party.
Just like they work with the Muslims, the radical Muslims, because they love anything totalitarian like Carol Quigley wrote.
As they were in Hitler, they were one party. You know, Hitler, National Socialism, it was of the left. You know, the Democratic Party through Strom Thurmond walking out of the 48th Convention, the Dixiecrats, they were the segregationists. The Democratic Party is not the party of racial integration. or racial justice.
They're the party of total balkanization. And the Republicans aren't perfect, but they tried the party of Lincoln. They tried with the Civil Rights Act.
The GOP is the Rockefeller Republicans. It's the bankers, the multinational corporations. It's Prescott Bush raising money for Hitler to put, you know, the German manufacturers together with the U.S. manufacturers. Sure. Henry Ford's ideas of the Autobahn and the...
It's all the same thing. Dr. Corsi, amazing. I hope you write another book, because I've basically read them all. One last thing, because you brought this up. I see them, if Trump gets in office, the way to counter him is they would implement an economic crisis and claim something he did triggered it. Just like they blame the tariffs that came in once the Great Depression started. But I know he's sophisticated enough, but I sure hope that he does talk to more people like you. I know he's talked to you over the years, because they're going to pull anything they can to try to kill nationalism and discredit it. And whether folks like Trump or not, he now carries the mantle of masculinity, of nationalism, of Americana. Is that not accurate?
Yes, and Donald Trump's already there. He doesn't need my advice or anybody else's advice. He's already there. That's what makes him so good. He was there to start with. He's still there.
So behind the scenes, he knows about the New World Order, as I'm told he does.
He's got it down. Donald Trump understands this. He understands it from the inside. He's had to deal with the bankers his entire life. Donald Trump is still somebody who would own, build apartment buildings, and he'd go stop at the tenants and say, "How are you doing? Everybody okay here?" Hires the best union laborers, pays top dollar. Donald Trump's a good man.
All right. That's what I'm told by everybody that knows him. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Amazing job. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That guy is just so smart. We're going back with your call. Stay with us.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Steve and John before I hunch out. David Knight's going to be running, quarterbacking most of the fourth hour once he comes in at about 7 after, 8 after. I didn't even plug any of the products or services that InfoWars sells or offers, funds or operation, you know, this last hour, because I get so, I catch myself skipping a break, and I just, because the information, I just get so caught up in how incredibly important it is. And I realize people have lost their sense of wonderment. Like, you can see a volcano erupting in the distance, and I've seen people go, I've seen that on TV. You see, like, meteor showers, and they're like, I'm going to go play video games. They're just so caught up in not being alive. They're so empty. There are a lot of really alive people, and they're informed, and they're involved, and they care, like you, the listeners. That's why I'm so humble when you call and thank me every time I put you on air. Like, I'm one of those egomaniac hosts, you have to kiss my butt. I come off as arrogant, but I'm not. I'm aggressive and confident. Too confident, quite frankly. I need to worry more about what I say and how I look and what I do. Because I've got an important office here. But know this, I'm humble. And I kick myself around constantly that I'm not doing a good enough job with the platform God's given me. Because I understand how evil these people are, and I know they're there working against us around the clock, and man, it's beyond hatred. It's not even hatred. It is resistance. It is just the commitment that I am not afraid of them, and I am going to defeat them with your help. These people hate our families. They hate unborn babies. They're devils. They're evil. For real. It's not just me demonizing an enemy saying they're bad. Kim Jong-un is bad. Look how weak and evil he is. He is an old joke. Like Corsi said, we've done this before. We don't need to go down this road. We are headed down a road that says tyranny, death, enslavement, poverty, humiliation. We're going down a road that's so bad. We're not perfect weapons. InfoWars and what we do, but take the stones like King David did in a sling when he was just a shepherd and put them in that sling. Just a little sling made out of rawhide and a river stone. And there's a lot of good stones, a lot of good truth at InfoWars.com. A lot of gems in there, the great reporters and crew. From everybody from Joe Biggs and Liam McAdoo to Jakari to David Knight to the people behind the scenes, Rob Jacobson, everybody. The writers, wonderful people. Working hard. And you are just as important to pick those stones up at the river. Put them in a little bag on your side and send them out against the enemy. Just as the sun came up this morning, Goliath will fall to his knees with blood running down his eyes, and he'll hit that ground. But when he hits that ground, we got to pick his sword up and take that head politically off. We cannot hesitate once we get the enemy down. They can never get back up once we get them down. You understand that? These people have no rules except dominate us. They are coming after us. I'm going to go to break, come back, and jam your calls in. I appreciate you holding on. I'm trying to get good about going to the calls. I've been taking more lately because I feel like I need to. I want to talk to you, and I appreciate you. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 37% off of the Nation Iodine Survival Shield. Knowing how important iodine is and knowing how pure and good this is compared to the others, just a fact. You're nuts if you don't order it and use this as a way to get an introductory price so you can try it out and see what it does for you and your family. The liver cleanse, I'm doing it next week with the liver shield and the oxygen powder. Try it out for yourself and the Hillary for Prison shirts, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-253-3139. That sale will end Monday on the 37% off. Oh, we also have free coil silver toothbrushes with the silver bullet coil silver. That's another great deal. Just take advantage of it. We need the funding.